हरे कृष्ण। भगवद गीता श्रीपोकार एक्सप्लेन मान पर योगी या योगी इज अ पर्सन हु इज एबल टू कंट्रोल हिज सेंसेस एट हिज विल, दैट इज द डेफिनेशन ऑफ अ योगी। एंड ही सेज इन मॉडर्न डेज पीपल जॉइन योगा क्लास एंड जस्ट डू सम जिम्नास्टिक्स to have a more healthy body, to enjoy more sense gratification. He is not a yogi. Who is a yogi? Yogi is one who is able to control his senses at his will. So that he explains, the senses are like serpents. So like when you look at a serpent, it's very difficult to control the movement of a serpent. For suddenly he can slip from one room and go into another room, this one, that room. It's not a very easy thing to capture also. Can slip out of the hands. In the same manner, he says that the senses are also very, they go out of control, and the leader of all the senses is who? No, tongue is one of the senses. The leader of all senses is the mind. Mind and its five senses. The five jnanendriyas and five karmendriyas. Yeah. So, there is a way to control all the senses. Prabhupada explains how. So he explains in North India, there is a old palace which was built during the ancient times. Some fort of some king. It's called Shatarganj, Prabhupada says. So in this Shatarganj, later on when the British people captured India, 200 years, during those times they were using it also. Then after the freedom struggle was over, then Indians started using it like an office for some government purposes. There's a huge palace with so many rooms. One thing is they are little dark rooms, but a good facility. But there were many snakes hidden in the building. Nobody knew where they come from. And many of the employees were bitten and they died. Because one submit is very poisonous. They were dying. So they were trying to bring many doctors to cure them, but the doctors couldn't cure them because of the seriousness of the bite. They all were dying. So they were wondering what to do, whether they have to go out of the building and then demolish the building and all. They were considering all that. So somebody suggested them that he can get a snake charmer. He can get all the snakes. So he came. So that fellow played on a particular baj. They have an instrument which they play. When he played, practically tens of hundreds of snakes came out from inside the palace, from different places. So when he had come, some of the doctors who were appointed, they had almost 4 or 5 doctors appointed to take care of the people. So they also wanted to see how this fellow, what is he doing with them. So he had kept them all in baskets. And they were completely controlled in baskets. As they were coming one by one, he was putting in baskets and stacking them. And they're wondering how he's doing that. They asked him, what is your secret? So he said, I have put a mantra on them. They cannot do anything. And then somebody was whispering in the ears that maybe this fellow must have removed the teeth. So generally when you remove the teeth of a serpent, then you have no fear. The teeth is the cause of the bite. So when he heard that, immediately he opened baskets and all the snakes were coming out, and the doctors were in the neighborhood, they started running away. So he told them, wait a minute. He opened their mouth and showed the teeth were still there. And the teeth was not removed. Teeth were still there. Still, he was able to subdue them how? By mantra. So they have mantra. So these kind of mantras are there in India even today. In Pune, there is outskirts of Pune. Once our Pune congregation devotees had a picnic, spiritual picnic. So they had gone in the evening hours, they wanted to sit in the garden, so they were sitting outside. Our Jaya Prabhu and Satyutamaji, she was telling. They were sitting in the garden. Suddenly, scorpion came and bit her in the leg, stung her in the leg. Immediately she screamed and she got up. And nobody knew. There was just a remote place, which doctor to go, where to go. Immediately they rushed to her to the neighborhood village. And she said there was a person who treats this. She said he didn't give any medicine. He just put mantra on it. So she was, her leg was throbbing like anything, tuck, tuck, tuck. It was an intense poison, a big scorpion. And then he put a mantra, and within, she said, within half an hour it was gone. So she said, I have only heard about it. Now for the first time I saw with my own eyes, she said. So what is this mantra they are putting, and how is it that one is able to become either free from poison or subdue the snakes? It's a great miracle. You can see it even today, people doing that. So Prabhupada explains, in the same manner, the chanting of the Maha Mantra has the ability to calm our senses, subdue our senses. Like we have our eyes and ears and nose and tongue and skin. And similarly we have hands, legs, anus, rectum and speech. So we have these five jnana and karmendriya, which are always very active. And many times people feel their senses are out of their control, it's beyond them to control. They become a slave of their senses. But by chanting of the holy name, what happens? Prabhupada explains the mechanism. You read the verse 7.14 in Bhagavad Gita. There he explains, Daivihye Shagunamayi Mamma Maya Adratya Mamevihye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantide. So it is explained that this body is made up of matter and the soul is spirit. Who is superior out of the two? So the soul is superior, just like you are sitting in a chair now. Is chair superior or you superior? No. So if you want to leave the chair behind and get up and walk away, can't you walk away? You walk. Similarly, now we are sitting in this body, which is like a material, you know, chair or something. Now can't we get up and walk out of this body and go back to Godhead on our own? What stops us from, you know, sticking to this body? Because we know this body is not a very sweet, a very nice room. It's a room full of stool and urine and mucus and bile and all kinds of dirty substances. Then why are we sitting in this body? Why can't we get out? Somebody is saying attachment, yeah? Ropes of conditioning. Ropes of conditioning, yeah. All these are correct. But there is one reason Prabhupada explains, if you read that purport, 7.14. Prabhupada says, matter is inferior, spirit soul is superior. But the matter is able to capture and keep the spirit soul because the matter is acting under the divine will, he says, which is Maya Shakti. Maya has given the Shakti to this material body to keep us captured in this material body. So she is not leaving. It's like if a dog is there at the door, as soon as you try to enter, the dog is capturing your clothes. It's not leaving. You are trying to run away, but it is firmly capturing your clothes. Then how will the dog release them out? Then you have to call the master. When you call the master, he will release you. Similarly, the chanting of Hare Krishna, what it does? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram. So it's a call to Krishna, who is the master of Maya also. That's why he says, Mama Maya. Duratya means very difficult to overcome. But who is Maya? She is? She is my Maya only. She is a sister of Krishna. So Krishna says, if I order her, that release this person, immediately she will release it. So that is how the mechanism works. Every day when we chant, the senses and mind, the senses held by the mind, they are greatly troubling every living being in this world. But when one chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and loudly chants and hears it, the mechanism is, the sound vibration enters the ears, enters the heart, cleanses the heart. Who is cleaning the heart? Super soul is cleaning the heart. Yeah. It is said, Shrinvatam Sukata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidhunoti. It is said, Vidhunoti means it cleanses. So we don't have the ability to clean the heart because it's very difficult. Sometimes when you have a blue color ink in the shirt packet, you know, you just put a super in and remove it, it's still remaining. You know, the blue ink is remaining. It doesn't go away so easily. You need to get some special agent, correct? Get some petrol or diesel, I mean, get some kerosene or some lemon or something to remove that. Similarly, the taint in our heart is very difficult to remove on our own endeavor. There are so many people who even come from pious families and good families, but they fall prey to sins because the dirty things of the heart, abhadra it's called. Abhadra means inauspicious things. All that is troublesome to the heart, like lust and greed and anger and pride and all these things. How they destroy? Vidhunoti. By whom? By Lord Himself in the heart. He only can destroy. How? When we chant loudly and hear attentively, then the Holy Name will enter the ears and enter the heart. Karana Pavishtara and Dena Sanam Bhavasa. So it cleanses. So when it is cleansed, the heart becomes clean, then one is able to have the senses completely calm, cool, collected, controlled, peaceful. So everyone is looking for peace in this world. Their life is in pieces. So to get peace, the senses should be under control. Otherwise, no one can be at peace. Basically, control means what? You should be able to tell the senses, now you do this activity, they should do it. Don't do it, keep quiet, then keep quiet. Are our senses under control? Same thing with the mind also. You could tell the mind, okay, engage in this activity of studying now, or sleeping now, playing now, or chanting now. The mind should peacefully obey you. And if you tell the mind, now you don't do anything, just keep quiet. But generally people see that the minds and senses, they drag, and they run behind them. That is the way the powerful mind and senses are there. So the chanting of the holy name has the potency, just like this man was subduing the snakes despite having teeth. What does the teeth represent? It's poison. Similarly, in our system, what is the our senses are compared to snakes? What? The teeth represent enjoying mentality. Bhog karne ki pravritti. Bhoga pravritti. So we have to convert the bhog pravritti into seva pravritti. Bhoga vritti to seva vritti. What is seva vritti means? Engaging all of our mind and senses in Krishna service. Bhoga vritti means I want to enjoy. So by chanting Hare Krishna every day, bhoga vritti will get transformed into seva vritti. You will see. It will become mild, polite, calm, cool, collected, eager to serve, become servant of the devotees, servant of Krishna. So we will see the transformation happening. If the transformation is not happening, then our holy name we are chanting is not entering the ears. That is the proof. Yesterday one devotee was asking, Prabhuji, you are saying you will fall down, I am afraid. I never said you will fall down no matter however you chant. I didn't say that. I said that you will fall down when we are not chanting loudly, when we are not hearing the holy name. Either we are sleeping away or we are getting distracted by looking at the notice boards, what all are written there. If we are very purposefully distracting our mind, already mind is distracted and you add more distraction, then it's difficult. Chanting should be done with great sincerity. As I said, in our stage, we have to just try to hear it. Bhavananda will develop much later. In our stage, just do it, even if it is a mechanical exercise. Just try to chant. In one mantra, which you chant 108 times, how many times am I hearing? How many mantras have I completed hearing? Check. At least there should be 10-20 mantras each year, at least. Out of? 108 mantras. We don't even hear that much also. We are convinced not to hear. Everything else we do. So she tried to hear. Endeavor to hear. At least in this mantra I am going to hear now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Very good. One is over. Next one try to hear. And then that will escape. So one mantra here, four mantras will escape, and again one more you hear, four more will escape. At least 10-20 mantras you will hear like that. So try to hear attentively. And then purification will take place very fast. It's offer of humble obeisances and all the Vaishnava devotees of God who are just like to say to the ocean of mercy, full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha panchanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah ananta koti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakur ki. So you all can